This episode is brought to you by Oberly Risk Strategies. Now, some of you likely know Oberly is the insurance brokerage and insurance diligence provider for the search fund community and has been trusted by search investors, lenders, searchers, and CEOs for over a decade now. The company is led by August Felker, himself a two-time successful searcher, both within the funded and self-funded models. He personally runs Oberly's dedicated search fund practice that works with searchers across the entire diligence, purchase, and post-close process. Their due diligence offering, which is 100% free of charge, by the way, will assess the pros and cons of your target company's insurance program and will summarize any potential coverage gaps, the pro forma insurance pricing, and the program structure changes needed for closing. At or shortly after closing, they will then execute on all of those findings on your behalf. In 9 out of every 10 client engagements, they're able to either reduce spend or improve coverage, all in such a way that the searcher or CEO can focus on other things, while Oberly handles all things insurance for them. Oberly has serviced over 900 customers across a decade of operation and has an NPS score that puts them at the top of their industry. But don't take my word for it. Click on the hyperlink located within the show notes or in today's episode description, and we will gladly put you in touch with as many happy Oberly customers as you'd like. This episode is brought to you by The Profit Line. Now, hopefully you guys recognize that I'm quite selective about the sponsors that I choose to partner with, but The Profit Line might just be in a league of its own, given that I was a customer of theirs for 7 consecutive years while running my own company. The Profit Line is a boutique finance and accounting firm that provides a wide range of accounting services to small and medium-sized businesses, generating anywhere between $5 to $50 million in revenue or so. On a fractional outsource basis, they will do all of your bookkeeping, bank reconciliations, month-end accruals, tax compliance, financial statement preparation, and they'll work hand-in-hand with your auditors, among countless other things. When I purchased my business, I noticed that the books were a total mess. The company's accounting wasn't compliant with GAAP, they were overly complex, and they just didn't work for the company's new reality, which suddenly included auditors, a bank, investors, and a board. Because of this, I brought in The Profit Line within my first month or so as a CEO. And fast forward to 7 years later, they were still there to help us get our books ready for an exit. We used them when we had no finance and accounting department to speak of, and continued to work with them even as we grew our finance team to 4 people, including a CFO. For those of you currently running a business, visit theprofitline.com to learn more about how they may be able to help you. For those of you currently evaluating a target to acquire, The Profit Line also offers a high-level, affordable overview of a target company's current accounting systems, processes, and environment. This analysis can be used in conjunction with your QOV project, or it can be done in advance of it to ensure that there are no large red flags before you start spending the big bucks. Again, that's theprofitline.com. In a previous post entitled 75 Things That I Think Are True, I compiled quotes from countless books, mentors, podcasts, and blogs to present 75 ideas that I believe to be fundamentally true, spanning both business and personal considerations. Since publishing that post last year, I have come across 40 additional quotes that I thought were also worthy of presentation. I hope that some of these new submissions also distill a lifetime of wisdom into only a few words. As in my previous post, I've done my best to attribute each quote to its original source, but I'm sure that I've made many errors and omissions in the process. Nonetheless, I hope you enjoy. So let's start out with some business quotes. Every boxer has a plan until he gets punched in the face. That one's from Mike Tyson. There's no such thing as no, just no for now. It's from my mentor, Jim Sharp. Turn what problems into who problems. That's paraphrased from the author Jim Collins. For example, instead of asking what you should do to solve a problem, ask instead who should solve it or who has solved a similar problem in the past. Either change the people or change the people. The use of debt when financing an acquisition is kind of like the use of salt in cooking. If you don't add enough, it's really easy to fix. If you add too much, it's really hard to fix. Running a business is learning to go to sleep at night with unresolved issues. That one's from Paul Orfalea, the founder of Kinko's. The only way to learn how to be a CEO is to be a CEO. That's from Ben Horowitz. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If you have to make a list of pros and cons, then the answer is no. You're killed by the bad deals that you do, not the good deals that you don't do. That's from investor Jeremy Giffon, paraphrased. Fear of failure tends to be highest among those who have never really failed at anything. The loudest boos usually come from the cheapest seats. Every battle is won before it is ever fought. That's from Sun Tzu. There are two types of successful people, those with imposter syndrome and sociopaths. That one is from Morgan Housel. This next one eloquently summarizes the reality of CEOs dealing with what seems like a never-ending torrent of problems on a near daily basis. Shit rolls uphill. In allocating capital, activity does not correlate with achievement. Indeed, in the field of investments and acquisitions, frenetic behavior is often counterproductive. That one's from Warren Buffett. You can mess up a lot of things in business and still do well as long as you get the big trend right. That's from Ludwig Jesselson. An empty seat is less damaging than a poor fit. That's from entrepreneur Brad Jacobs. The experience of observing constant motion without lasting achievement is so wearisome that no amount of speech can catalog it. That's from author David Gibson. There are two types of forecasters, those that don't know and those that don't know that they don't know. That's from John Kenneth Galbraith. Perhaps the best sign of business quality is how much sleep the CEO loses the night before she raises her prices. Companies are almost never doing as well as they seem to be doing from the outside looking in. They are also almost never doing as poorly as they seem to be doing from the inside looking out. Despite what you've read, past financial performance usually is indicative of future performance. In fact, in most cases, it's about as predictive as anything could be. Okay, on to some personal quotes. It often helps to act the way that you want to feel. That's paraphrased from author Gretchen Rubin. You are not your thoughts. That's from Sam Harris. To maximize learning, growth, and progress, it is almost always better to be a big fish in a small pond than a small fish in a big pond. One of the surest paths to increasing your own happiness is to spend your time increasing the happiness levels of other people. Anxiety is best described as suffering in advance. Yet, with the clarity that only hindsight seems to provide, the majority of the things that we worried most about never actually came to pass. Give yourself permission to be human. Fear, F-E-A-R, stands for false evidence that appears real. Nobody has it all figured out, including, and sometimes especially, those who seem like they do. We often try to prevent ourselves from getting too high after a win and too low after a loss. The unintended consequence, however, is that we often allow ourselves to fully feel the lows, but don't ever allow ourselves to fully feel the highs. When we try to get the best of both worlds, we often end up with the worst of both worlds. Nothing like a health problem to turn up the contrast dial for the rest of life. That one is from Naval Ravikant. Youth is wasted on the young. There is no progress without pain. In the end, winning is sleeping better. That's from actress Jodie Foster. Our fears are always more numerous than our dangers. That's from the Stoic philosopher Seneca. A mistake only counts as experience if you learn from it. That's from author Derek Sivers. Stop thinking that meaning and happiness and satisfaction reside in novelty. What is new is not really new, and what feels new will soon feel old. That's from author David Gibson. It is only when you reach the top of a mountain that you realize that it's still nothing but you and a bunch of thin air. There is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. That one is from Ecclesiastes. We make real, responsible decisions every single day, but in reality, we each know that the seasons of life are almost completely out of our hands. That's from David Gibson. Nobody is thinking about you nearly as much as you're thinking about yourself. And finally, it is amazing how much more critical we are of ourselves than we would be of a loved one in the exact same situation. The next time that you're chastising yourself for making a mistake, ask, how would I advise my spouse if they found themselves in an identical set of circumstances? Chances are you'd be much more understanding and empathetic with them than you would be with yourself. If it's so logical and intuitive to treat others with empathy and understanding, why isn't it equally logical and intuitive to treat ourselves in the same way? That's it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.